Hey, what's up, you guys? Welcome back to another episode of I Shouldn't Have Said That. I'm Sarah, and today's episode is about body positivity and all things fitness, health, and just being super positive to your body. This week, we went to the gym. Suburban Prince was there. Our executive, Koyce, was there. We just had a really fun time with my trainer, Chris. Thank you, Royal Personal Training, for letting us use your space. We also have a special guest this week. LaRon is here to talk about his body positive journey and just self-love, self-care, and what he does. And we have a lot to get into. I can't wait for y'all to see this content. So let's get into it. If you guys want to check out more of the video content that we are making, including all the segments that we did, please make sure you go to our YouTube channel and subscribe. Make sure you follow us on all of our social media platforms at ISHSTPOD on TikTok and on Instagram. Love y'all. So we are here with the infamous influencer, Mr. LaRon.
What's going on, y'all? It's me, LaRon. I'm here.
So today's episode is about body positivity, and we have watched you on social media, you know, your fitness and health and
I've seen your stories.
So right.
We'd be at the gym around the same time.
So yeah.
I'd be like, okay.
Around 11 a.m.
Exactly. Okay.
But yeah, so we wanted to ask you a couple of questions about your journey and you know, your relationship with food or your body and just how you keep yourself active and healthy. Our first question is, you know, what was your relationship like with your body growing up? Were you, I know I was really overweight as a
yes.
kid, and you know, it hurt a lot to get bullied for it, but ultimately I gained a lot of confidence and self-worth being like taught to be okay with something that society deems as like.
You know, really and truly it was the same for me. I wasn't necessarily bullied. I think because I was so big, people were scared to bully me.
Oh.
But like what it really was is just like you kind of do feel like a bit of separation from the rest of the world. It's almost as if you segregate yourself in a way, like mentally. You may not be physically away from everyone, but like mentally you feel like you're not a part of the crowd
yeah.
or like a part of anyone. Like you can be like in the middle of people, but you still feel like you're not, if that makes any sense.
Like, did you ever have to like over like compensate for things? Like for me, you know, like being a teenager and being overweight or, you know, being bigger than my friends, I would like over sexualize myself to like get the smallest attention from a dude or like, you know, just I had to overcompensate. So like a lot of people say, well, you know, she's this, but she had the biggest personality in the room. Do you get what I'm saying? Did you ever feel like you had to do a lot to like?
I did too. I think that's why I'm always deemed as people's funniest friend.
Okay.
I'm always deemed like I've put a lot into like the way I dress and everything too, mm-hmm. just to kind of take off focus from that.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's just one of the few many things. I mean, you sing and like that's probably one of the reasons why I try to do a little bit of everything, mm-hmm. sing, act, dance, we'll do, because like it takes the attention from what it's like, you know, like the elephant in the room, I guess you could say, yeah.
And it's so annoying that that's what it is, that
yes.
that is like the elephant in the room. And like literally, it can just be you as a human.
Yes.
And that's something that I always preach. And I hate that, like, when people just don't look at a human being as a human
as
being.
A human,
yeah,
exactly.
It's just annoying. But I know that we've had, or you grew up, you know, kind of similar parallel to me. What made me start is that I got extremely sick. And so I wanted to start eating really right and working out and talking to nutritionists and stuff. But what made you start, or was there like a, oh my God, moment where you're like, let's just, you know, get into the gym and eat?
Yeah, no,
right?
Really and truly for me, I can't place an exact moment. It was like really during the pandemic, I just kind of took time to like focus on self.
Right.
And like, you know, get myself in a better place mentally. And when I was in a better place mentally, I kind of felt like I was able to attack it in a way of, I'm doing this for me.
Yeah.
This is something that I want for myself. This is not something I'm doing just because so-and-so called me fat in the third grade. Like, I'm not doing that for those, like, kind of reasons, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It was really one of those things where I kind of just had to take a step back and realize this is something that I'm doing for me and for the betterment of my life as opposed to what other people are telling me, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
No, I completely understand. Like, not... changing your life is different than wanting to lose just 30 pounds and calling it a day.
Exactly.
The way I see it is that nobody can really pinpoint somebody and say that they're healthy or not.
Exactly.
Because somebody can be 102 pounds and somebody can be 330 pounds and the 102 pounds is sick as a dog.
Sick, exactly.
Like, do you get what I'm saying? You can't like pinpoint somebody's health. So for me, I really just said I can't look at the scale. And that's like something that I want y'all to know too is that that scale can be your best friend, but it really is an enemy sometimes. And it's an enemy for me still. Like going on that scale, it, like my heart drops every time I step on it.
Mine too.
It's like the worst feeling to like be on the scale. And like, I just have to say like, that number does not define who you are.
It doesn't.
At all.
At all.
But it still sucks.
It's still something to get used to. I get it 100%. Like, the other day, I was like, oh, that's 3 extra pounds that was not there 2 days ago. What is going on here? Like, you know, you got to have those little moments, but it's just like you.
No, yeah.
You just got to take it on the chin and keep moving, you know?
Right. And I just appreciate you opening up about, you know, your journey and fitness and all the things that you do. So how many times a week do you, like, what's your advice? Like, how many times a week you work out? What's your meal prep? Do you meal prep? Do you, like, cook?
Yes.
Do you...
Okay.
So let's get into the regimen.
Okay. We're going to get to the regime. The regime of it all. Okay. So for me, you don't got to work out as much as me. I don't recommend people working out as much as me because I work out 6 times a week. Every day but Sunday.
Oh.
So I work out every day but Sunday. And basically, I've heard a lot about Pilates recently.
So good.
You think it's good?
I literally like Pilates. Like, people would think it's like a girl thing to
That's
do.
That's my thing. Like, I was like, okay, I don't want to be in a room full of stay at home moms.
Yeah. There are a lot of women that go to Pilates. Okay. Not going to lie to you. But it is, I've seen like a couple go and it's like really cute. And you know,
yeah.
It's a little bit like you have to be very vulnerable in Pilates. You're like opening your legs and like doing like crazy things. So it's like, but it really helps. Like, it toned me up so fast. Like, within a month, like, I was cutting a lot of, like, carbs and stuff. And, like, all of a sudden, I was trying to get really toned for something that I was doing. Did Pilates for a month straight. I had, like, definition all in my legs. Like, my little waist was, like...
She said the Tina Turner legs, okay.
Right? I was like, oh, my goodness. But try Pilates. I promise you. It's really good. Guys, try Pilates. Like, it is...
Guys, that's our 2024 slogan. We're trying Pilates.
Try Pilates.
Yes.
But yeah, so go out with your regimen. So you work out 6 times. So what's your like daily meal? Like, what's your favorite meal?
Oh,
healthy
gosh.
Meal and then unhealthy. Let's do that.
Healthy meal. I don't know if this is like considered healthy because it's still like eating out. But like, I get this Cobb salad and I like love it every single time.
From my restaurant.
Joey on Willow Hills.
Joey's is so, their chicken parmesan is bomb though. But
yes.
Okay, Cobb salad.
The Cobb salad is fire. Unhealthy meal. I love me a good Chick-fil-A tender. That is
okay.
That is gonna hold me down.
I'm with him. When I'm eating really good, the one thing I really want is McDonald's. I really want a cheeseburger. Like, that's what I want.
That's real though. That's real.
Like, I don't know what, I love McDonald's. I don't eat it like that much. But when I eat it, I'm like, I either want chicken nuggets or a cheeseburger.
You know, like that one McDonald's that's like by the by Calabasas. Like,
yes, That is the best one ever created. I don't care what anybody has to say. It's the best one.
That's real, and it's like right down the street from my house. So
mine too. No, it's so good. But what are you doing next?
Like, yes. Okay. Well,
that
now that the strike is officially over, there is a movie coming out very soon. It's called Starstruck. I am starring in this. I'm super excited for this project. It was like the perfect project for me because I'm doing a little bit of everything. I'm acting, I'm singing, I'm dancing, and it's like, it just made so much sense for me, you know? So I'm super excited for this project to debut. Great director, great producers attached, and I'm just super excited. The cast is amazing.
I'm excited for, can you say the company that you're working with?
It's the director's Jamal Hill. He did A Brotherly Love with Keke Palmer and Corey Hardrick. And then Manny Haley Productions is the producer. So I'm super excited for this project. Super duper excited.
Oh my God. Yes. It's coming out next year?
It's coming out next year.
Okay. We're going to look for that. Any music coming?
Music is in the works.
Okay.
We're having a couple little hiccups, but we're back.
Okay.
We're back in the studio.
Okay, good.
You know, it'd be hiccups every now and then.
I'm the main one to know that.
Yes.
But I'm glad. And then, you know, I know you regularly post on TikToks.
Yes.
We love you on there.
Yes, thank you.
But yeah, we're just excited for everything that you're doing. And I just thank you for talking about your journey and your life with us here today. Thank you, Laurent, for
coming
here. On. All right, Alex and Blake, let's do our recap. Okay, guys, so how do we feel about the gym?
Oh, it was a mess. It was a mess.
I saw it from bird's eye view.
Didn't want to participate.
Not that I didn't want to participate. I had other things I had to do. Nonetheless, I think you guys really honed in on the body.
I think we would have done really good on like the Disney Channel games.
Okay, I feel that. I feel that.
Thank you.
You know, we did have Bo this episode come, and, or Suburban Prince to y'all. He came and joined us in the gym. Also, our executive producer, Mr. Chris Allen, he came, and we definitely conquered the gym. I'm so proud of Chris. Bo, I'm proud of you too, but he was just...
acting up, cutting up.
A menace. He was hilarious. Absolutely hilarious. Yeah. That content is gold.
It's gold.
I hope you guys really enjoyed that content, though. And then also, we talked about body positivity today. I know both of you guys have your thoughts and, you know.
Body positivity is interesting. I remember, you know, I feel like it's come to the forefront of the world quite recently. Like, it's been, like, a really hot topic.
Yeah.
What I can say on my take is, I remember when I used to be, like, frailly. Like, I remember, like, my bone, I could literally see my bones. And so now I've stepped into this world where, you know.
Thick.
Not thick, but I'm just
healthy.
And
that, and you have a healthy relationship with your nutrients, your food.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, for me, coming from, on the entertainment side, it's difficult because we are in the business of, like, selling our likeness. And so that's that's difficult because, you know, it is my job to look a certain way. And so when that comes to my job, like, that's fine. Like, you know, like, that's a part of my job. But personally, it's hard to, like, find a good middle place because it can get a little obsessive.
Have you been in that point?
I mean, not really. I've gotten to a good place. And it hasn't gotten bad, but I can see how if I didn't have, like, the upbringing that I had, like, it could have gotten, like, really bad. Because a lot of my friends in college, like, went through all kinds of disorders and, you know, stuff.
That's something that people don't talk about either, that some things don't necessarily have to be, like, don't self-diagnose yourself. But you can have, like, patterns of having a disorder.
Yeah.
Like, me, I had, like, crazy, like, I never was diagnosed with it, but I thought I had binge eating disorder because I would sit there and eat, like, tons of food at one time, like, when I was, like, really upset or, like, depressed.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll never self-diagnose myself, but that's what I definitely felt, was I had, like, some type of binging, or even now it's not necessarily, but, like, sometimes I work so hard that I forget to eat.
Yep.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
like, that's not like, okay, I have to feed, and this is why I'm tired right now.
Yeah.
Shouldn't have said that. I'm so happy that you guys have so many thoughts about body positivity, because, like, normally we think, like me, I didn't think that people that look like y'all when I was bigger had any issues, like, with their bodies. I was just like...
I feel like there's a spectrum. There's, like, there definitely is the obsessive, like, compulsive side to it. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, again, like, being in the entertainment side, even, like, on the theater side, like, it's insane. Like, the way that these guys show up to these auditions, like, so chiseled, it's insane. And of course, like, in the theater world, you have to be able to, like, lift a girl above your head. Like, yes, that's fine. But the way that people achieve these physiques in the industry is kind of crazy. And,
it's just society in general.
Hello.
It's not even the industry.
Yeah.
It's giving very much society. So let's rip down those walls. Let's break those...
break those every chain. Hey. Yeah, especially, like, as African-American, black people, colored people, I feel like that's a whole other thing. Because I feel like, as a people, we are over-sexualized, and that plays you know... BBL this, BBL that, you know. It's hello.
It's exhausting.
I'm tired from holding y'all up on my back. I shouldn't have said that.
Okay.
But yeah, I definitely feel like it's a big thing, and I mean, I'm glad to be in a good place with it. Mm-hmm. How about you?
I mean, I'm the healthiest I've been in a second.
Amen.
So I'm just grateful to God. That's all I really care about at this point. I can care two grabs about what my body... well, that's not true. I do care about what my body looks like, but that's also something that I have to, like, unpack. And but what really is important to me is my health. Does that blood work come back correct? You know what I mean? Well. Right. It's definitely well. So I don't know. I think being positive towards your body is real body positivity, not lying to yourself. And, like, you know, just the way that the movement is kind of changing, BOPO, or, you know, all the other movements that are happening, like, just be supportive and, like, you know.
I think very much be supportive because I think that people think that body positivity means that, like, you know, like, of course, everyone's beautiful, but I think that when people try to, you know, lose weight, gain weight, whatever, like, do whatever they want for their body, for them to feel positive about their body, people, like, attack them. Right. And I think that, you know.
But it goes the other way, too.
Yes.
Something that I experienced, actually, when I was starting to lose weight, not based off of because I wanted to look smaller or anything, I was gonna die if I didn't do it. Mm-hmm. I experienced a lot of hate from my old community because I used to be in the plus size community where I would be like really accepted and I could wear what I want and everybody loved it and you know that whole side. But then when I lost weight, it came back at me like, Sarah, you're fat phobic, yeah. you're da 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 da, and you left. And I'm like, well, okay, that's great, but Fashion Nova can't save me from heart attacks. Fashion Nova can't save me from sleep apnea. Like, I don't know what you guys want me to do. Like, it's either this or that. And I'm not losing weight because I don't want to look like y'all no more. Yeah. I was there for a minute. Yeah. I'm losing weight because I don't want to look 6 foot down stairs, you know? Yeah. I don't want to be not God. Not yet, okay? Yeah. But people don't understand that that's being positive towards your body as well. Absolutely. Is that taking care of your health is your priority, not your look.
Yeah.
Exactly, and embracing where you are in that present moment. You know what I'm saying? Like, take it day by day.
Yeah, and especially as we're getting older.
Yeah.
Bodies change, you know. Okay, you ain't 16 no more.
Definitely not.
Yeah, so... Grace. Just some grace.
Yeah, that's the word of the day. Grace. Grace. But speaking of grace, we're going to let y'all go. I know you've been watching.
Period.
This is like the fourth episode that you're probably watching, so just subscribe already.
Come on, like, comment, and subscribe, please.
Okay, and if you see that bell down there,
hit it.
We love you guys so much, and we'll catch you on the next episode of
I Should Have Said That.
Bye, y'all. Yeah.